Hello everyone, and welcome to a double bill of spoilers. If there's ever been a Christmas gift, there's one for you. Because we have not 10, but 20 games that we're going to run through our results for you. Now, I normally host this one, so you might not have actually already realised that Louis, or Lee, as we have coined him, is not here, because he is at the darts this week.
No, wait, so I'm just... He's here. Hey guys, what's going on? It's Louis Benavetti from the Chelsea Echo here. Hope you're all having a great week. Yeah,
he's here. There you go.
Yeah, he just popped in, man.
It's crazy. He's here.
That was a good Morgan Freeman, wasn't it?
Oh, I should have come up with something. That was a really good Attenborough. Anyway, we digress. Louis isn't here. That was Tobes imitating him.
Was it?
Slash Joe Biden. I don't know who he was trying to be, but someone. So it's just us two. We're going to run through all 20 games. We do have Louis's predictions here, but they may be doctored slightly for our own personal amusement. So there are 20 games. I'm going to actually, normally I run through 10 and then we do them. I might just run through all 20 and then we'll go through them individually just for the sake of it. So it all starts off, obviously there's football from tomorrow and it goes pretty much all week. So Wolves play Burnley in a bit of a Midlands clash, Midlands derby, Luton, Arsenal, Brighton, Brentford, Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, Fulham, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, Liverpool, Aston Villa, Manchester City, Manchester United v Chelsea, Everton v Newcastle and Tottenham v West Ham are the midweek games. And then the weekend we see Crystal Palace host Liverpool in the Gandy clash, Brighton v Burnley, Man United v Bournemouth, Sheffield United v Brentford, Wolves v Nottingham Forest, Aston Villa host Arsenal, Everton play Chelsea, Fulham v West Ham United, Luton against Manchester City and Tottenham again at home hosting Newcastle. And that's the 20 games that we're going to run through. So Tobes, I don't even have to say I'll come to you first because Louis's not here, so I will say Louis last.
And he put Wolves 7 all Burnley. In every game.
It's crazy. He's gone for some... There's mental... He's actually put Crystal Palace to beat Bournemouth 104-7.
That is a rogue scoreline, man.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, Tobes, I will come to you straight away. Wolves v Burnley. What do you reckon?
Wolves v Burnley. I know Burnley won, but they're not very good. And I know Wolves haven't been doing great the last couple of games, but I like Wolves. I think Gary Neville's doing bits. 2-1 Wolves.
Nice. That is actually also what Louis has. I have gone for 1-1 because...
No, you've misread that. That 2 is a 7.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's actually gone for 7-9. Interesting.
Fucking okay. Hell. No, Burnley do score goals. They do score goals.
He has gone for 2-1 and I have gone for 1-1 because I don't really know. And maybe I was conned by Burnley's win against Sheffield United, but there's something there. And in a big sort of derby-ish game in the week, they could be up for it. So I've gone for a draw. Luton, a team who really do get up for games, especially at Kenilworth Road, play Arsenal, top of the league Arsenal. What are we going for there?
I'm not overthinking it. 2-0 Arsenal.
Yeah, that's what I've gone with too. And Louis has gone for 3-0 Arsenal. I don't necessarily see Arsenal scoring 3, but that's what he's gone with. Brighton v Brentford.
I have gone with another Brighton loss. Hold that, you seagulls. 2-1 Brentford. They don't like low blocks.
There you go. 2-1 Brentford. You heard it from Tobes. I have gone for a Desmond because I had to, because I always have to have one a week. Louis has gone 2-1 Brighton. So we've all gone different results, which is always fun.
Nice.
I think they're quite well matched. And they're, well, to be fair, Brighton are probably absolutely knackered at this point, having to play so many games. But I'll go for a draw. Crystal Palace v Bournemouth. Not a game filled with quality with Palace's current form. What are you going for there?
Well, Bournemouth, they've got like 10 points from 15 games. You know, fair play to Iriola. He was a man that seemed on the brink of sack. No, he wasn't. He's doing bits. Yeah, as for Palace, struggling a bit as they got injured again. But good result against West Ham. And I think it's going to be the same result again. Palace love a 1-1.
There you go. 1-1. And that's what Louis also gone with. I've gone for 2-1 Bournemouth, perhaps controversially.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Palace's defence was amazing in the first sort of 7 games. And then it's fallen off a cliff a bit. And Bournemouth are confident. Solanke's playing quite well. Tavernier's playing well. They look solid. So I'm gonna go for a Bournemouth win, 2-1. Fulham against Nottingham Forest. What are we going for there?
Now, I don't know if that manager ruling thing is in, and I know Ten Hag's on the brink, but I actually think Steve Cooper's in trouble, man. If you look at their form table, it's pretty atrocious by that Villa result they had. And I think it's going to continue. I think Fulham are going to win that 2-1. They obviously showed a bit of heart against Liverpool and were a bit unlucky. But yeah, I think the luck will be on their side this time. It'll be 2-1 Fulham.
There we go. That's also what Louis's gone for. I've gone 1-1 because I know Fulham scored 3 against Liverpool. But I still don't think they're very good, and but I don't think Forest are that good either. So I think it'll be a poor quality 1-1 draw. Speaking of poor quality, Sheffield United, they host Liverpool. How many goals are Liverpool scoring here?
I have gone with Sheffield United. A little bit of manager bounce. I've gone with Sheffield United 1. Because I think Kelleher looks dreadful, with Liverpool scoring 3 and a goal from Mohamed Salah to get his 200th in the Premier League.
I have also gone for a Salah goal, but I maybe have got carried away by how bad I think Sheffield United are. I've gone for Sheffield United 0, Liverpool 6.
That's fair, though. I think that's very fair.
I thought I'd have a bit of fun and put a really high scoreline in. Realistically, Sheffield United just are poor, and if they can get beaten 5-0 by Burnley, why can't Liverpool score more, even at Bramall Lane? So that's that, and Louis has gone for 4-0. So we've all gone for pretty comprehensive Liverpool wins, and myself and Tobes have gone for Salah to score. Villa at home to Manchester City, who of course do not have Rodri. Tobes?
No Rodri, no party, no Grealish back at his old club. No wins again. It will be no wins in 4 I'm going for City. I'm saying 2-1 Aston Villa.
Villa are very good at home, of course. So it's definitely not impossible. I've gone 2-2. Another entertaining draw. Another score draw for City. 4 in a row. But no, as you say, no Rodri, no party. They're not the same team. He's their most important player. No Grealish either. Doku, I didn't think was great yesterday. Barring that amazing shot, obviously, that hit the post. But Louis doesn't seem to think City will be phased, and he's gone for a 3-1 win for City. So again, all different results.
I hope Louis is right, to be fair. I'd rather City just win and stop making me think Arsenal or Liverpool might do something.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Manchester United against Chelsea, the big one, the game you're going to.
It is, and because I'm going to it, I've gone with a prediction that I don't even know if I believe, but I'm going with a Desmond, purely on the basis that I went for a Desmond against Brighton and we ended up winning the game. So, more of that, please. Maybe it becomes a good superstition. If we go and win this now, I'm going to be putting Desmond in every week for Chelsea. This is what I do for this club.
That's what he does. Okay, 2-2 for you. Louis's gone 1-1, and I've gone 2-1 Chelsea. I've gone 2-1 Chelsea the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, three including this one. So it didn't work against Newcastle. It did against Brighton. Hopefully we can go again. So I've gone for a Chelsea win. I'm feeling good about that game. I don't know why. Everton against Newcastle. Goodison Park.
I have gone Newcastle 2, Everton 0. They'll just get the job done. Maybe a Gordon goal. I haven't gone with Gordon, but... You know what I mean? Old bit of old club. He's playing very well. Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, I have him on fantasy team, so I'd be very grateful for another Gordon goal. He's on good form at the moment. I've also gone 2-0. I just think they'll just do it. They'll grind it out and they'll find a way. Or they'll beat them comfortably, because Everton have been quite inconsistent. And obviously they have the pressure now with the deduction. So, I've gone 2-0 as well. Louis's gone 3-1 to Newcastle. So we've all gone Newcastle wins, but Louis thinks they will score. Tottenham host West Ham in what could be quite a feisty evening derby. Spurs show a lot of fight in a 3-0 draw against City, but will they show it again, Tobes?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll finally put an end to their run of 4 non-wins. I know they got a draw against City, but 3 losses before that. I think they'll win, and it'll be 2-1.
2-1. Nice. Louis's also gone for 2-1, and he's gone for his goal scorer to be Son. And I've gone for 3-1 because I don't think West Ham are that good, especially at the back. So there we go. That's the midweek games. We'll go straight into the weekend because we're nice like that, and we'll give you a nice double helping because we also have lives and might not find the time to do a second recording of it. So we'll crack straight in. The Gandhi game, Crystal Palace Liverpool, also known as Cristanbul, for those that remember that clash.
Oh, what a game.
Selhurst Park, 12:30. What do you think, Topes?
I hope it's a case of Gandhi's phrase coming to light with the underdog overcoming the odds, but I don't think it will be. I think Liverpool will win that 2-0.
2-0, which is, again, what Louis has as well. I have myself gone 3-1. I think it actually might be relatively tight in the first 40 or so, maybe first hour. Palace will be up for it, and then I think Liverpool will find a way, because they're a good side and they often do find a way. So I think they'll find a way to win that 3-1. So I've gone 3-1, the other two 2-0. Brighton against Burnley. Now, this is a game earlier that I said, oh, I don't know how exciting that was. And you immediately said, hang on, there's two pretty attacking teams there. So that's changed my prediction slightly when I looked at it and thought about it. What have you gone for yourself?
Mate, I thought the exact same in terms of this could be one of the games of the weekend. You've got two teams that want to play football. And for that reason, I have Brighton 5, Burnley 2. Wow.
5-2. Hello. Hello. Well, Burnley have already lost 5-2 this season, obviously, against Spurs. So they could do it again. Louis has gone for a more regulation scoreline of 2-1. And I've gone for 3-2 to Brighton. Obviously, fair lost enough. 3-2 this weekend. Maybe they'll come on the right side of it this one. But yes, we've all gone for Brighton wins with various different scorelines. Manchester United, maybe with Ten Hag, maybe without him, who knows? Host Bournemouth, who almost certainly will still be with Iriolo, as he's shown some good form recently. Old Trafford again, what do we think there?
That's so United 1-0 to me.
Which is exactly what Louis has as well. I've gone 2-1, and I don't know why.
Fair enough.
But there we go. Yeah, that's that. And oh, also in the Brighton game, sorry, I forgot to say, Louis went for João Pedro as his goal scorer. So just go back to that one. Sheffield United, almost certainly with a new manager, whether it's before Liverpool or before this one, but looks like Chris Wilder is coming back for round two. They host Brentford again at Bramall Lane. And are we going for another defeat?
Not another defeat. I've got a new manager bounce. And by bounce, I mean a 1-1 draw at home to Brentford.
A classic to be played out in front of the devoted supporters of Sheffield United. Louis's gone 2-1 Brentford. I've gone 3-0 Brentford. I think it doesn't matter who manages that Sheffield United team. They are pumped. And so I've gone for a comfortable Brentford win. We'll see. We'll see what happens on Saturday. Wolves host Forest. As you've said already, could be a new manager there too. It's got to that stage. I can't believe we've not had a manager sacking already, but it seems like we're now going to get three, just like buses, in one go. Wolves against Forest, probably without Steve Cooper. Topes.
2-0 Wolves. I like there Forest as well. I actually like some of their players. I like Steve Cooper, but it's just not going very well at the moment.
Too many new signings, I think. Too many new signings every season. It's quite hard to have a sort of vibe with the squad, I guess. But you've gone 2-0, Louis's gone 2-1. I've gone for a 1-1 draw, because when Pedro Neto's not there, I don't really wait Wolves. And he is back soon. Maybe he'll be back for this. But I've still gone 1-1. Aston Villa host Arsenal from Villa Park. Villa have had a couple of massive games this week at home, but they're very good at home. Arsenal, though, are being very good at the moment, annoyingly. What do you reckon there, Tobes?
They are, but Villa are going to piss me off. I've already said they'll beat City, which is scary for Arsenal-Liverpool prospects. And I think they'll roll over and Arsenal will win that 2-1.
That's what I've got too. I just think Arsenal at the moment are in that stage where they're just winning games.
They're not even having to get our second gear, man. They're just, exactly, I know. They're just sort of, they look, they remind me more of what we used to be sometimes when we were good.
Yeah, which is kind of scary. But it's going to come from City at some point. It has to. Surely. Yeah, anyway, sure. So I've gone 2-1 Arsenal as well. Louis's gone for a Desmond there, which we love to see. Always like to see a Desmond. So he's gone 2-0. Everton against Chelsea. That's a difficult game. We don't have an amazing record, especially recently at Goodison Park. Kind of scares me a bit. Toad, what have you gone with?
Well, as you say, I've seen a lot of Chelsea teams go to Goodison, some good ones too, and still they'll lose 1-0 a lot of the time. So I've actually predicted my first Chelsea defeat of the season. I've gone with 1-0. I haven't seen us against low blocks in a while. They've been on a good run. I thought they'd do well in this period because we're not playing as defensive-minded teams. But Everton, they will be fighting for their lives with their points deduction. Calvert-Lewin, big physical players, backs against the wall, sitting in their own box. Like, I've just seen us play Everton too many times. And I feel like it's going to be 1-0. But hopefully I'm wrong.
Yeah, I absolutely hate this fixture. It's one of my most hated fixtures. That and Wolves away, which often come close together. And again, they do this time. We play them on Christmas Eve.
They're always December, mate. They're always December.
Yeah, I don't know why. But I don't have a good feeling about it. But I've gone for a draw, a 1-1 draw, in more hope than expectation. I'm hoping that we can get a point. And Louis's confident. He's gone for a 2-1 Chelsea win. So, again, three different results. And, well, we'll have to see. But I'm hoping that Louis's right here. But I fear that Tobes might be right. Anyway, Fulham West Ham, another London derby, and two teams who are sort of a bit meh, or is that harsh on West Ham?
It's maybe a bit harsh considering some of I know what you mean. You expect a little bit more because they've got some real individual quality, but I think that will be enough to get them to a 2-0 win at Craven Cottage.
Nice. I've also gone for a West Ham win, but I've gone for 2-1. Because, as I said, I don't think West Ham's defence is very solid. As an Areola owner on fantasy football, like most people, he's kept one clean sheet, I think, all season. So there we go. Fulham to beat West Ham 2-1 is what Louis's gone with. So he really doesn't want West Ham. And there we go. So and Luton Manchester City, obviously from Kenilworth Road. So a couple of difficult games for them. What have you gone with there?
I've gone with 2-0 Manchester City.
A fairly dull affair, probably.
They'll get their first win in five, so they need it. after they drop points to Villa.
Yeah, against the might of Luton. They will get a 2-0 win, according to Tobes. I've gone for 3-0. Louis's gone for 5-0. I mean, it's possible, but I think Kenilworth Road's not an easy ground to go
to. He's underrated, Kenilworth Road. They're a good 12th man.
Exactly. And Tottenham against Newcastle is the final game of the weekend and therefore the final game of this bumper spoilers edition. And Tobes, what have you gone with?
Yeah, your high line's getting pumped. You're doing great. I've got Newcastle 3, Spurs 1 with a goal from Mr. Isak.
Isak with a goal. Oh, I forgot to say, I've gone for a Bowen goal for West Ham.
Fair enough.
Even though I don't really wait West Ham, Bowen always seems to score. So I've gone with him. Isak for Tobes in a 3-1 win. I've gone for 2-2 because I don't know. And as I say, I always have to have a Desmond every 10 games. And so I've done it there. Louis didn't put anything in, which means I get to choose. And as he's at the darts, I've gone for Tottenham 1, Newcastle 8. So there you go. Hopefully nice. That doesn't come in. I think if it is Tottenham 1, Newcastle 8... he gets some kind of special amount of points because that would be ridiculous. But there we go.
180 points.
180 points if it is 1-8 to Newcastle. So that's it. That's the bumper edition of spoilers. 20 games for you over the next 7 days. And, well, we've given you what we think. Let us know what you think as well, if you want to. We're here. We're happy to listen and be your sort of counselling through the festive period of football. But that's it for us. as we said, we had a Brighton review yesterday. We had a Manchester United preview as well for the game tomorrow. Also today, so it's a real triple helping almost for you today from us. And we will have some reaction from Old Trafford before we go and look at Everton at the weekend later on this week. So that's that. A busy week for the Echo, a busy week in football, but hopefully you're enjoying it. As always, we have been and continue to be a Highway 61 production, so go and check out some of their stuff, including The Blueprint, an excellent insight into the history of Chelsea, led on by our very own Gary Hayes. So go and have a look there. Follow us on socials. We're everywhere. We're where you want us to be, so come and engage with us there and spread the word. Spread us around to all corners of the globe. I want to hear from Australians and people in Iceland and everywhere else in the globe about the pod.
In Syria,
and also from Panama. I've tried to go to as many places. Anyway, yeah, that's my geography knowledge. But spread the word. Tell your friends, your family, your postmen and women and everyone about us. And we will catch you very soon. But for now, it's good night from me. Good night.